Hey, Debbie.
All right,
Hi,
we are
Stella.
on Build a Better Business. So welcome. Yes, everyone say hello. Hi to Sally
Hello, good morning.
and
Hello, good
Sherry
afternoon.
and Debbie
Oh, good
and
afternoon,
Estella. But yeah, we're now what? Officially 12:04. So we're now good afternoon Eastern time. Kyle is waiting for another important call. He's been on hold forever this morning, so he's listening in, but in case his call comes through, he's going to jump over there. So welcome, Kyle. We know you're here. Anyway, we're talking all about Build a Better Business, and April is the month of websites. So now here is our dilemma. We have some folks on the call that their company kind of supplies a website. I know with Debbie, your Melaleuca gives you that website. And Estella, I think your company gives you a website that the Legal Shield that you can tap into. And then Kyle, of course, being a realtor, he's tapping into his brokerage site and then into the MLS and all of that. So some of you have a website designed by your companies, and I get that because they have a brand and they're trying to protect their brand and their marketing, and they don't want you to say something that with maybe good intentions, you may misrepresent their product or something. So they want approval before you do marketing and all of that. So I understand all that. That keeps their brand nice and clean. And as you grow, if you get to a place in your brand where you want to start having affiliates, you're going to have some of those same safeties in place because you don't want someone out there misrepresenting your brand if you should decide to grow to that level. So I get that. My question to those of you that are tapping into a company website, do they, and this is a question for Debbie, Estella, and Kyle, do they allow you to have your own website that you're allowed to connect to theirs? As long as you don't misrepresent them, if you just say, here's a link to my services and products, or if you do a blog post, can you connect back to their website? So, Debbie, do you know, can you connect back to Melaleuca? Do they allow that? And again, I say that because of this. I was in Mary Kay, and Mary Kay had to see what I was writing with the link, and they had to approve it through their legal department before I could publish it, because they wanted to make sure I wasn't making some claim that they couldn't live up to. Debbie, do you know if you can link back to Melaleuca?
Yes, actually, they give us the ability to go in my back office, create my own personal link, which would be melaleuca.com/Debbie Marks. And what it'll do is take you right to the Melaleuca site. And if you're interested in more information, then it will contact me. So yeah, I don't even have to, I don't even pay for my off back office.
Okay. Now, I say that to say this because Debbie's message to the world is so much bigger than just Melaleuca.
Yes.
Because she has the Going Green with Debbie Marks. She has, of course, her homesteading. She has her blog. She has her fireside chat with Debbie Marks, where she's has a podcast where she's uplifting other folks in the community. And so her message is so much bigger than Melaleuca. So if Debbie would create her own website and just have it in sections where you can tap into her Going Green, you could tap into her homesteading, you could tap into her fireside chat, you could tap into her Melaleuca. She could put that all on one website. And here's why. Whenever I go out and somebody says, Kathy, what is it that you do? Early on, when I just first started putting together my business, I wouldn't want to leave anything out. And so I would go, well, you can, I have this beauty salon, and so you can find it on this site. And then I also do a little bit of coaching, and you can find that on that site. And then I also, you know, sell some Mary Kay, and you can go to Mary Kay/Kathy Benner. And of course, folks aren't going to remember all of that. And so then you're thinking, okay, I need to put that all on a business card. And you'd have four or five doors, if you will, for them to go through to connect with you. And so what we want to do, because of the way information is coming at us from every angle, from every social media platform, everywhere you go, the way we're getting information these days, you want to have one door, you want to have one call to action, one place where they can all go. And then from there, you'll have a menu of what they can tap into. And so if you create your website, I am, and Sherry will attest to this, I love the Story Brand, Donald Miller's Story Brand. I love that. My website is a little bit of a hybrid because I also came up through some training with Kerry Oberbrunner with his BAE, his Business Academy Elite. And so I went through that program. And also I've read Donald Miller's book. I am not a part of Donald Miller's university. I think Sherry might be, but I'm not yet. It's on my agenda. But anyway, I just got the book and laid out my website. And when I took the information that I had through BAE, Business Academy Elite with Kerry, and through Donald Miller's book, Story Brand, and when I've kind of married the two and rearranged my website, it started converting so much more, and because it made it more simple. And I've used my website as an example many times, but when you go to KathyBenner.com, my whole website kind of tells my story. It just starts at the top with my value proposition statement. Then it goes right into my steps. Here are the steps. Go to a free meetup, buy a course, get into a mastermind, get some private coaching. It just goes right through my actual products that I'm selling. And it makes it nice and simple for anyone that's connecting with me to know exactly what I want them to do and where I want them to go. And it just makes more sense. So then I put together my link tree, which is a great little business card, if you will. And when you're out traveling these days, I don't know about you, but I hate to come back with a handful of business cards, because what happens to them? You throw them in a drawer, never to be seen again. You might dig through there if you're, you know, wanting to connect with someone and you go, you know what? I met somebody that does that. Let me see if I can find that business card. And sometimes you can, and sometimes you can't. And so I started looking at electronic business cards. And so I started off with Popple, which was, I have the free version. It's P-O-P-L. And they even have a thing on your phone where you can just tap phones and you can share information, and it's great, but it doesn't always work. That tapping, sometimes their camera won't pick it up. And then you're standing there, you know, trying to get it to sync with somebody else's phone. And finally I go, oh, let me just send you the link. And if they tap on the link, it automatically then connects us. And so I thought, well, if I'm sending them the link anyway, is there something that I like better than Popple? And what I found that I like better was Linktree. And I'm using just the free version of Linktree. And once I put everything into Linktree, it's just a beautiful thing. You can then put that link everywhere you go. You can put it in your Facebook. You can put it on your website. You can use it on Clubhouse. I used it this morning on Clubhouse. And it's just an easy way for folks to connect with you on Linktree. So I'll just toss that out there. But what we're talking about today on our websites, as far as having your website tell a story, and then you also want to have your website function kind of as your funnel, your sales page. Now, it doesn't take the place of a funnel or a sales page. You can have a whole separate funnel and sales page for a particular product. And again, once you create that one page sales page, then you can put that in your link tree. Now, here is the beauty. We all hear about all of these sales pages, and you've got ClickFunnels and you've got this and that, and all different 101 ways. You can make a sales page right in your website. It's just a page in your website. You create a separate page, just like you're going to create your home page, and then you're going to have your About Me page, and maybe your product page, and maybe your podcasting page. You're just going to create a page just for that product that you want to market this month, and just make your sales funnel right in your website. And then that's the URL that you're going to start advertising out across your social media. And that's the URL that you're going to put into your Linktree or into your Popple or wherever you want to market that particular sales page. And when folks click, you can connect it right to your PayPal or however you get them to register. Now, if you want free, oh my gosh, here's the hack. Once you create your funnel and your sales page, you can go right over to Meetup or to Eventbrite. Meetup and Eventbrite are little miniature sales pages, and they're free. Eventbrite is free unless you actually charge for your event, which then they just collect the processing fees. It's all done for you. You don't have to try to figure out how to create the pay tab and all of that. And if you just are trying to get somebody to attend a free masterclass or something free, and you're just marketing a free masterclass just to generate interest, you can use a free Eventbrite. And they can actually register with their email address. See, so now you're collecting their email address. You don't have to have a MailChimp. You don't have to be connected anywhere. All you're going to do is create your sales page or funnel right in your website. You're going to connect it out to your Eventbrite event for that masterclass that you're going to do. And boom, you're done. You just created a sales funnel. And it's so easy because it's just a page in your website. So anyway, I did not have a chance to pull up. So I would like to go to my security and allow share screen. And would somebody in the audience today, would you like to share your website? And let's take a look at someone else's website. Does anybody have a website ready to share?
Oh, I do.
Do what now? Sherry.
Go ahead, Sally.
Okay, we're going to start with Sally. Sally, I made it through. You can share screen. So you just tap on the share screen there at the bottom. And let's take a look at yours.
I'm trying to remember how to get to everything. But
how would you tell your audience to get to it? Because we're going to look at it the way somebody would look at it. So
mermaidtravel.tours.
Okay, so just type in mermaidtravel.tours and pull up your website there.
Yeah, I did that. Okay, go back to Zoom and share screen. There it is.
Yay, okay. Perfect, perfect, perfect. All right. So when it starts off telling us a little bit about Sally. And it says, scroll down to sign in for more information on featured tours. And then it talks about what she does there. And then there's her current tours.
Yeah, I got to get rid of this one. That's done.
Okay. Okay.
And so these are the trips that are coming up. These are not the bus trips. I have a special section for the motor coach trips.
Now, are those going to be on your homepage so some folks can tap through pictures of those like you have the other trips? I mean, how does that work?
They can go. So Diamond Tour has set up a special section for me on their website. So grouptrips.com/mermaid travel. So it shows all my trips.
Okay. So can you highlight that to a hyperlink where folks can just click on it and it takes them over?
Or do they
have to type that in?
They have to type that in, but
there should be a way that you can hyperlink that, because here's what happens. A lot of folks probably will get that far. They'll click around, and if it doesn't hyperlink, they'll move on. If you could add a nice picture there and hyperlink that to where when they click on grouptrips/mermaid travel, it takes them right over to that section. And now when you type, and we'll just go back to typing an email. If you're typing in an email, you know how you get the little menu bar that comes up that says you can either bold it or italicize it or change the font. There should be a picture. It looks like a little sideways eight. And
oh, right,
that
yeah.
is a link. Yeah. And if you click that, you should be able to hyperlink that sentence. If you highlight your sentence first and then go click on that little link, you should be able to type in the actual URL that it and take your viewers right yeah. out to that section.
Yeah, just like with the with my blog.
Yes. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. So I would recommend that.
That's where, and here's my contact.
Okay, I love it. Yeah, and see, and that you goes, have a hyperlink this
my,
there.
That's my blog.
Yes, and I see that one's hyperlinked right out to your blog. Mm. Perfect.
And then these are testimonials.
I like it.
Certifications.
I like it. All right. Any other information from any of the group? Any comments about Sally's website?
It looks nice.
It does. I love the pictures.
I want to see those northern lights, but I can't make it to Ireland.
Iceland.
Iceland. I also have this desire to go to Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that either. Takes a passport.
It does.
Now, do you not have your passport, Sherry? Maybe that should get on your list so that if an opportunity comes up, you can go.
Money.
I know, but yeah, but if all of a sudden a trip comes up and the money drops in your lap and you don't have your passport, I keep my passport current all the time for that mm-hmm. reason. Because I knew I wanted to travel. Yeah, I knew I wanted to travel. So that was just on my bucket list to actually have my passport available at all times.
Well, this is what dropped in our lap is a familiarization trip to Italy. And we had wanted to go back to Italy because we just went to Rome. I've been all over Italy, but it was like $8.99 for myself and $11.99 for Ed. So we jumped on that. And it's not until November, but
wow, that's a great price.
That's a wonderful price.
Yes.
Yeah. And I have several people going on this. Several people going to Iceland and on this Vienna and Christmas market.
Very nice.
So
very nice, very nice.
So that's my webpage.
I like it. I like it. Now, Sally, you and I talked about putting together a freestyle trip for mm-hmm. our folks that are in my tribe. And what I've done is I haven't put it together officially because I'm waiting on housing. But our first trip is going to be to South Florida. Sherry already bought her ticket. It's, I think, $99. Am I right, Sherry? $99. But we don't have our housing put together yet. So I'm waiting. I'm supposed to talk to the gal tomorrow, actually, at 10 o'clock, that has two Airbnbs that are next door to each other there in South Florida. And it's June 25. And it's Ruth, which is a part of our group, is actually been asked to be a speaker at that event. And so we're going to go cheer her on. It's $99 plus transportation and housing. So I haven't put it all together yet. I'm just waiting to hear about some prices on those Airbnbs because we thought we might just rent a whole house and then just split the cost and it not be a income producer for me. It's just the first trip that we can share expenses and make it affordable for everyone to do the South Florida in June. So I'll just toss that out there. So Sally, good job. I like that. I like that. Sally, I'm going to, you stop sharing. Thank you. I'm going to let Sherry share her screen and show us what you have, Sherry. And you're on mute. Unmute yourself too. There you go.
I'm trying to find that button on the screen after I hit share.
I know it disappears, doesn't it? Yes. I like it.
So on Wednesday, I was with a mastermind. Actually, I was doing some masterminding on Wednesday and Thursday. And I figured out my three pillars for my crown, and that is awareness, perspective, and success. So I'm going to be changing that up a little bit. I also have somebody doing some original artwork. so that I will have a crown that is looking like cursive writing and has a pencil in it for a scepter. So wow. there are some changes coming to it, but in the meantime, I absolutely love this water drop. But it's not mine, so I don't want to keep it.
So. Darn, I like it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it, but I just, if I'm going to go get some trademark stuff, which is one of the next things on my bucket list, I need original art.
Yep. I agree. I get that.
Keep that stuff in mind, everybody. So the crown up here is changing a little bit to accommodate. So, but it won't be a big drastic change, but.
So share with us about the StoryBrand a little bit and how you've laid out your website.
So StoryBrand on every page, there's 7 sections. The top header section is basically very, very simple. The only thing that you should see on the home page, the header, is some kind of hook to pull you in. So what is my hook? The word dysgraphia, because that's what hooks everybody in with anything that I do. And that's the word dysgraphia. Telling who am I working for? So when I use the StoryBrand model, it was hard at first because StoryBrand wants to have one call to action per page. And it wants you to clearly define your audience. And oh boy, having 4 different audiences, it was not that easy to start with, but I think I figured it out.
And see, that's where I struggled too with StoryBrand. And so mine is like Sherry's, mine is a little bit of a hybrid.
Yeah. So my call to action doesn't quite make it on my page there, but my call to action is the button there, and that is go to the Dysgraphia webinar. If we're really being strict with StoryBrand, Dysgraphia webinar here and Dysgraphia webinar should also be up here. And there should be nothing else up here. It's just the webinar. So the only place that they can go from any place on your website is the call to action. Now, I did not like that. I wanted them to have some access to some other places because I wanted them to have a lot of the free material that I offer. So that, and then I wanted a good link to my course page for people who come in. So the main call to action on this page is the webinar. I did a video promotion. It's probably going to change a little bit because this was a generalized video promotion. It is not a call to action for this page. That is in the works. If I can stay awake today, it might get done today, but I don't think so. And then I got a whole bunch of information about what is dysgraphia. So the next section is if you use the problem, agitate, solve perspective from Jim Edwards' problem, agitate it a little bit and then you have to resolve it. StoryBrand basically uses that same philosophy. So the purple section here is my agitate. So talking a little bit more about it. And then how am I solving the problem? Section 3. Well, I wrote a book to start with. This is against StoryBrand because
it's another call to action.
It's a different call to action. And then there's a meet Sherry with everywhere that I have spoken up into this point. And there goes back to the call to action. And then I talk a little bit more. I get a little bit deeper into it. And then there's a 3-step method into what happens when you go into the webinar. And a testimonial. And I added this part, relating back to a celebrity. This you see, because it's on my website, but this isn't something that you would be able to see, but I'm on a little bit on my back end. So the exercise guide is a pop-up, so you can't really see it normally there. And if you look, if you saw that, I have the approved provider scattered throughout. And then this is where I vary again from StoryBrand is I have hyperlinks all across the bottom here so that the particular audience doesn't have to go back scanning to the top. StoryBrand, the bottom section says, put everything in your junk drawer that you didn't put anywhere else. So my junk drawer contains that. One of the things that Kathy's been talking about today, and Kathy, I want to show you, my media kit got revised on Friday.
Okay.
Because I was on the phone on Friday morning with a local motivational speaker who has a nonprofit who is a basically a networking guru. And as soon as she had known me a little bit before, but this was the first time we had a one-on-one conversation that lasted more than casual hello. And she is connecting me with a whole bunch of people, school districts in the next county over, because she's from the county below south of me. And she wanted my media kit. And I'm like, let me have till the end of the day and I'll get it to you. So initially all I had was the question, and somebody had recommended to me that I add the answer so that in case somebody from the media wants the information but doesn't have time to contact me, it's there. So that is one of those little tidbits on that.
That's a good point.
So I had, if you go and you look at them, they all open up an answer. So going down through, and then one of my things, which is really the part of the 10 questions, but where have you been at the past? I listed all the major things that of where I've been. This goes back to that promo video that's on the homepage, but in case they need it, it's there. And then they always want a headshot and a bio. I give them two versions of a bio. Here's the long version. Here's the short version. Next thing is, what's going on with your business? What's that all about? My revised mission statement, my vision statement, my tagline. And then I actually included, this was the first time he even revealed this, my business phases is where I want my business to go to. And I just listed them for now. It may get a little bit more visually appealing over time. And then they wanted additional images. So I was looking at some website that was giving ideas of what you need in a digital press kit. So additional images of things that are mine, and then send me a message. And then we have the junk drawer. So those are two of the pages that I have, but I also wanted Kathy to see that. Now, if you look up on my toolbar up here, I have Sherry Dutter, I have courses, and I have store. I don't know why it's not live yet, but if you click on this button, it actually, see, it takes you to a different website. It's courses.sherrydutter.com. It takes you to a totally different website.
But the viewer doesn't realize that they've left your website. The colors are the same. You see how she's branded herself.
Now, what you see different is the up here at the top. That's not the Daughter of Dysgraphia or Educational Consulting logo anymore. That's just the crown. And it only has one call to action button at the top. So all people have to do is log in. But if they're paging down, they can find out, that has to get updated, where they can learn more information about me.
I love it. Look how clean that is.
And it goes into detail. I love this little thing Michael found on how that to lay is out.
Wonderful.
And then it goes a little bit more into it than a mini course. And if you notice, there is no footer on this one. So that, and then the store, which I thought he was putting a link in the menu on the first page, my store, has a few books, and then it has some categories, and we're going to add another one here at some point. but I've been collecting books to include there. So as you guys finish your books, I can put them in my store because I'm very particular about whose books I put in my store.
Well, I'll be published later this summer.
You go, girl. I'm going to be published again this summer too.
Okay. And welcome, Ruth. We saw you come in, but I didn't want to interrupt Sherry, her presentation there. So yes, welcome, welcome. So anyway, and I haven't even looked on my share screen yet. I don't have mine pulled up, so I don't know if it will let me. Let's see if it does. Yeah,
because I am so tired and I'm like dozing off, I'm going to be closing my eyes. So I'm just going to stop my video. I'm listening, but I am really tired. I didn't sleep most of the night. I worked overnight.
Ah, so that's why. Okay. All right. Can everybody see my screen? Yes. Thumbs up. Yes. Okay. Again, like Sherry, this is somewhat of a hybrid of story brand. I show, and there's Debbie in my picture. I show the happy faces. Debbie, put yourself on mute there for just a second, sweetie. There you go. I see all of the happy faces here. I wanted something that kind of said freestyle living, but you'll notice that the only call to action is to schedule your free strategy call. You see that up there in the corner. And then you see it there at the bottom of the picture. So I'm only giving one call to action at the top of the fold. And there is my VPS, my value proposition statement, teaching you how to be healthy and how to create passive income, coaching you how to get there faster, and design your path so that you can experience freestyle living. And then I put my three value stack there. You get immediate results, your highest potential, and get there faster. And then here are the steps. There are the strategies. So you can just go around a complimentary strategy call, free meetups, courses, masterminds, one-on-one coaching, and then the freestyle living trips, and all of that points back to Freestyle Living Tribe. Design your path to freestyle living. And again,
I like your graphic.
Do what now?
I like your graphic.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I just added that not too long ago. And then again, there's the free meetups, courses, and masterminds, and eight online programs. And then it goes through the programs. And you see, if you read it from left to right, like a book, it's the free meetups, the course only, and then the mastermind course bundle. And again, schedule your free strategy session. And it goes through all of the lanes. And so that's I'm just going to kind of scroll down through this. This just gives you all the different lanes that helps you become part of the Freestyle Living Tribe. Then the one-on-one coaching session. And again, like Sherry, I kind of aggravated the, you know, like, do you really want to see your true self? Are you trapped in the desires of others? Would you like to find your passion? Do you dream of financial freedom? You know, I'm kind of agitating the questions there. And then I give the solution on one-on-one coaching. And again, schedule your free strategy session. And then of course, there's the trips. And we scroll through that, and then a little bit about me to give some empathy to the reader. And then I give away a free ebook. If they get that far, they can say, oh, let me just read her book. I'm not sure I'm ready to tap into all that other stuff yet. But then they can visit our speakers, coaches, authors, and guest cabinet, or they can actually join as a speaker. And then of course the calendar. This is probably my best claim to fame, is the calendar. And all I did is I put all of my events over on a Google calendar. And then I just opened up just that event calendar and took the embed code and embedded it into my website. And so that way it actually opens up in the website. It's not a link. It actually, with the embed code, it actually opens the calendar up. So you can tap on any one of these events and it takes you right to the sign up and or the Zoom code and gets you right into the call. And then it switches kind of to marketing. Podcasting is a way for folks to get to know, like, and trust you and hear your voice. And so my podcast is on here. I tell a little bit about why I started the podcast and how they can click right over to the episode. So here's where, again, like Sherry, I deviated from this story brand because I still have my schedule your free strategy session call to action, but they also can click over and listen to the podcast. Now, I will tell you, when I get to these sections here with the podcast and then the one right below it with the blog, I clicked when I added that link, I clicked that I wanted to open it in a separate page. So when they click on episodes to get started, it goes over to my Audioboom, which is my podcast platform. And like Sherry, it leaves my website, but it opens in a separate page. So if they X out of that, it takes them back to the website. If it opened inside the same window, then when they X out of it, they would X out of your website too. And so I simply said, when it leaves my website, I want it to open in a separate window so that if they X out of that window, it automatically brings them back to the website. And then my blog, it's the same thing. It's over on HostGator. It's on a separate website. And so I tell a little bit about why I started blogging. And then again, articles to help you get started. Same thing. It opens in a separate window. So they could read a few articles. And if they go, okay, I want to go back to her website, they don't have to put in, they don't have to search again. It automatically brings them back. And then because I want to give back, that's one of the big things of my mission is I want to give, part of my mission statement is I want to give back. I do have an area here about giving back and learning more about B1G1. And then like Sherry, mine goes into testimonials, and below the testimonials, it goes right into my certifications. And like Sherry, my junk drawer at the bottom, that's where you'll find my privacy notice and my terms and conditions. Now, the privacy notice and terms and conditions, you'll see they're hyperlinked there in the footer. And when you click on those, all it is you've created a page in your website for your privacy notice and terms and conditions. That's where you're going to put it all. But then your website will have a way that you can hide that in the link. So you can't go to my link. And I'll show you here at the top. I'm going to scroll all the way back up to the top. You see the little hamburger up here in the upper right corner, just the three little lines. We call that the little hamburger menu. That takes you to my menu. But when you go to my menu, you'll notice it does not have the terms and conditions or anything there in the menu. Okay, you see that? Does not have it. You have to get that out of the footer. That's called the junk drawer that Sherry was talking about. And if you guys and gals do not have the terms and conditions or any of that, you can go to mine and feel free to copy and paste it, but make sure you make it your own. Make sure you take my name and company name and all that out and put yours in, but it's a good template. So you're welcome to use my template. So the other thing that Sherry showed you, and also I want to show you, I do have my media kit. And so mine is right at the bottom of my contact page. It's also at the bottom of my speaker page. So here is mine. So I have a press media kit, a press release, and guest appearances. And you can just click on that and a PDF comes up. So it is downloadable and printable for the person that is searching out my media kit or my press kit. And so make sure that you have yours together, and mine is in a Word document, and here's what it looks like. So this is my media kit. So it has the picture, it has why I decided to create the academy, and then start discovering your next best step. So again, I take them through the steps, you know, choose your meetup, schedule your free strategy, your next best step courses, your Simply Start Mastermind, and private individual coaching sessions. And then it goes into the 8 different tracks to choose from, and then why my message is important. And then finally, what are my sample interview questions? And Sherry, I like the idea that you answered your questions. I have not in mind. So that might be something that I'll look at adding. And then at the bottom, there's another picture, and then a little bit about me, and then a testimonial, and then all of my connect links at the bottom of that. So all of that is in my media kit as well. So anyway, that just gives you an idea of just what you've seen. 2 variations of that. You've seen Sherry's, and well, 3, because you've seen Sherry's, you've seen Sally's, you've seen mine. But if you want to share your message, and once you get through the website design and now you're ready to start sharing your message, you want to have that media kit ready, because that's what's going to make you so easy to interview on a podcast. And it forces you to kind of have your story. And we talked about storytelling back in February, where your storytelling is the cornerstone of your business. So weave your story into that media kit, and that way, and weave it into your questions. And so that way, when somebody has you on a podcast, or you're called to speak, say on Clubhouse or whatever, you're just going to automatically go back to your story, because it's your story. And the more you tell your story, the more you'll perfect it. And so get comfortable with that. On Clubhouse this morning, our topic was how to get comfortable doing videos and podcasting and hearing your voice. And just get comfortable hearing your voice. And I don't know about you, and Sally shared this morning that she had a hard time seeing herself on camera. And early on, I did too. I was like, oh my gosh, I've got to have a script. I've got to, you know, and it just was so awkward, because I was trying to read my script and not move around and stay right in the camera. And, you know, and after a while, you come across much better if you're just authentically you and just relax and just tell your story. Because when you're talking to your girlfriend, you're not all uptight. But when you think you're being recorded, all of a sudden, you know, it might stress you out. So practice, practice, practice. That's the only way to get past that, is lots of practice. Debbie, you're such a natural now on your Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks. You know, she just comes on and she's just asking questions. She's just having a conversation. And I noticed that she even leaves the list of questions, because she gets so involved with her guest and what they're talking about, that she starts asking, because she's genuinely interested. She starts asking more and more questions about what they're talking about that wasn't even on their list of questions. And so that tells me that Debbie has relaxed into the conversation, and it's all about the person she's interviewing. So Debbie, good job. So I've noticed that. So anyone else want to share? I have share screen on. So anyone else want to share their website with us? Maybe Estella or Ruth or Debbie?
I don't have mine ready yet.
Okay.
Ruth, go ahead.
I can share mine.
Okay. Estella, go ahead. Share screen and let's see what you have.
Okay. Let me pull it up first. You might want to talk about something else. I didn't know I was going to share. It's going to take me a hot second to pull it up.
Okay. Not a problem. Not a problem. Anyone else want to share while she's finding her link? Any questions about what we've shared so far, about Sherry's or Sally's or mine? Any comments or questions so far?
The only thing I can say is that I will have my own website in addition to my Legal Shield one, but I'm not ready for that yet, because I haven't fully defined what my services are going to be.
Okay. Well, and so we're talking about websites and website design today, because you kind of want to get the platform ready. And in May, we're going to talk about the whole month of May. We're going to talk about what kind of free offer. Mine is that free Strategy Connect call. And let me just say, I have one a day on my calendar, and I'm using Calendly. And I know Sherry likes the new app out.
I hope you show us how to use Calendly. I would love to know how to do that.
Oh, it is a beautiful thing. And so I'm using Calendly. And when somebody opens up my link, it just takes them to a little Calendly calendar. And I only have a 4:30 every day. I only do one a day at 4:30. And I'm booked. I'm booked all the way through April. I am totally booked.
That's a beautiful thing.
It is. And then once I talk to folks, I can either interview them on a podcast, put them in a course, put them in a mastermind. I'm working with folks every day, but I don't want to overwhelm myself. So I'm just doing one a day at 4:30. And again, I had to look at my calendar at what fit for me. And in the mornings, I wake up with Wendy. I like that phrase, wake up with Wendy. So I wake up with Wendy in the morning, and that kind of gets me motivated because there's great folks in there, like Sherry and Ruth and Sally's there sometimes. And it's just a wonderful way to get your day started. And from there, see, I have rooms to flip, or I'm doing one of these Zoom calls. And, you know, and then if I have Zoom calls, say at 10 or at noon, I still have to allow myself some time to get my rooms flipped if I've got a full house. And so today I haven't flipped rooms yet because I did Wendy at 8. Then I had my clubhouse call at 10. Now I've got this call at noon and I haven't flipped my rooms yet. And so once I get off of this call at 1 o'clock, I'll have from 1 to 3 because check-in's at 3. So I'll have from 1 to 3 to flip my rooms. Now I did notice in the background, Mark stripped one of the rooms and already put it in the washer for me. I heard him doing that. So I'm training him. So anyway, he is helping me. And so, so with that, you can make that Calendly whatever fits your schedule. If you want to do all your calls in one day, you can have that, you can set it up. And then on every email, I have the link to connect with me on Calendly. And on, you'll notice on my website, all the way down that homepage, it is schedule your Connect strategy call. And that is that Calendly link. And it's just a beautiful thing. All right.
Okay. Well, I thought they took me to the blog, which I don't want to be at the blog. I just want to be here.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
I like so it.
This, yeah, this is my website. And let's see here. You know, basically we have the different links where you can click. You can click here on the side.
I see that. Yes.
Memberships, different promotions for becoming an associate, the Legal Shield, ID Shield, small business, and the commercial drivers. And we make it real easy to just click on get a plan. And you can, now this is the business builder. This is to become an associate. But the Legal Shield one, you know, you just click on get a plan. We have different additional options like gun owner supplement, trial defense, and home business supplement, which is a great deal to put on, tack on to your personal plan to have also access to the legal services for your business as well. And then for rideshare like Uber and Lyft and those types of things that we help those individuals as well. And then our identity theft, you know, starting at $14.95 per month, which is an awesome deal. And very comprehensive. And then we have our small business plans where, you know, we have three different types of plans, including for a supplement, you can get a business plus, which gives you access to business consultants to tell you how to grow your business and how to set it up and how to set up the best tax strategies and marketing and sales and all of that. And you have an array of top-notch consultants as well as, and then also they have a trial defense where you can have 100 hours every year of, if you, someone tries to sue you, you'll have a defense, trial defense. And those are just $14 more on top of two of our plans. So, and then we have the commercial driver, which is the CDL drivers, which they, you know, they need. So in terms of the format, let's see here, what can I say? I don't know what else to show you in terms of my website. You know, of course, I have where you can get more information from me. All of our, each one of these here, you have a video that will tell you about the plans for any one of them that we have, like the Legal Shield and so on and so forth. And I can put a link to my own personal website. Now I'm believing also that I will have to, since I'm putting their link to my website, that I will have to get permission. And I can also do affiliate to as well, where I can get organizations to put a link on, and then whenever one of their members gets a membership, then they get a partial payment as well. So let's see what else. Ladies, you have to tell me what you're looking at. We have, I mean, what you'd like to know. We have something where you could, we have a full scale credit management where they go in and help get your credit repaired. We don't call it credit repair, but basically that's what it is. And I've heard horror stories of people who are in credit repair paying anywhere from $80 a month to $150 a month for shysters to say they're going to repair their credit. And we do it for, if they get both our legal and our identity theft plan, for as little as $44.90 a month. And they have full scale legal service as well as full scale identity theft services and their credit repaired. So,
Estella, the products are amazing. So the first thing that jumped off at the page at me was you have a million and one topics that you can start blogging about and point them back to your site. And it's a way to advertise, because remember, once we get through our websites and all of our products, which her products are already designed for her, once you get through all of that, then you're ready to start marketing what you have. And the best way to market is with a blog post, because folks hear your voice in your blog. I know it's a written word, but they get to they get to know you, they get to like you, they get to trust you. And you can blog in a way by weaving your story into the blog. And oftentimes I work with a physician that does weight loss, and he says, I've never had a weight problem. So he said, how do I use my story? And I said, well, you don't have to use your story. I said, you can use your patient's stories. You can say, I had this lady once, and here's what her concern was, and here's how I was able to help her. And so, Estella, you probably have a million and one stories with your experience over the years that you can say, I remember one time, blah, blah, blah. And this is how my product would have saved this person. And so I can just see a million and one ways that you can start blogging. And if you just focused on that and put your blog out across social media, you would start to see an uptick in your business, not only in purchases, but in team members.
So when I'm doing that, I create a blog, which I would probably do. What's the service that you use? I forget the name.
I'm using HostGator.
HostGator. I knew I was trying to say Gator. So I would set up the HostGator. And what do I, since I only have Legal Shield and LinkedIn, I'm sorry, I only have Facebook and LinkedIn, how would I use that to get my blog out there?
Well, first of all, you create your blog in a Word document so that you have it. And that's where you tweak it and, you know, and make it your own. You can go over to that PLR and grab some legal articles if you want. But my guess is that Legal Shield even provides you maybe with some blogging articles.
They do have some blogs. Yes.
So you take those and enter those into your HostGator. So now it's your blog. And so it's going to be your title, and you can, and we teach, if you remember, to go over to Google Trends and find out what words are trending out of your article to get the most readership. And for example, I compared passive income versus working from home, and working from home got a lot more hits than passive income. So I went back into my blog and I changed the phrase passive income to working from home. All of a sudden my readership like quadrupled because more folks were looking for that phrase. And so once you get your blog post ready to go in your HostGator, you've decided on what title you want. You've added a picture to it, which LinkedIn may even give you, or not LinkedIn, but your Legal Shield may even give you not only the blog post, but the picture to use with it. I don't know. But
right.
Now you're ready to publish it. You hit publish. So now you've got a published blog. Now you
and I can do that in both Facebook and LinkedIn.
Right. So now that you've got the published blog, now you're going to open up your blog. You're going to click on it and open it up, and you're just going to highlight and copy and paste a half of a sentence.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like you do. I love how you do that.
And mm-hmm. with the link. And then you're going to take that over to Facebook and post it. And that way your sentence has a cliffhanger. And when people are reading it, it'll prompt them to click the link, which will automatically pop them right into your HostGator blog.
Okay.
And in HostGator, you can have a little pop-up where they can put in their email address. And now you're building an email list of followers.
So now when they put their information in, do they have to put their information in to get the rest of the blog? Is that how it works?
No, the pop-up is just optional. They can look all around your blog and read as many blog posts as they want, but it'll say, hey, subscribe if you want this to come right into your inbox. And if it's a business out there that really starts to get to know, like, and trust you and finds value in your blog post, they might say, I don't want to just by happenstance have to go look for it over on Facebook or LinkedIn, which is where I first found her. I want it to come right into my inbox, into my email. So then they're going to put their email in and say, send me your blog post every month. So I don't want to have to go find it on Facebook or LinkedIn. Facebook
so when I do, is going to be a marketing. When I do that, I'll have their list. And so whenever I post the blog, I would automatically send it to everybody who's in that list. Is that how that works?
That is correct. So you're going to, at that point, you're going to put it out across your social media, but you're also going to send it to your email list. You gals are on my email list, and weekly I send you reminders of all of our classes and courses and everything that's going on. You get a weekly reminder from
me. I love it too. Mm-hmm. I was looking at it today.
And that's from my email list. I now have 500 and some people on that list.
So now what is your email list? Where did you set that up at?
That's a
comment or what?
Mine is set up in Teachable because that's my platform where I'm hosting all my courses. Mm-hmm. I'm hosting all my meetups. I'm hosting all my Zoom calls. And so mine is in Teachable, but that's up to you where you want it. You could do it in MailChimp. You could just do it in Google or in Gmail if you wanted to.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Debbie, are you getting ideas?
Yes.
Hey, you helped me, sister, ask this wise woman questions.
That's right.
Oh,
if you snooze, you lose.
So the moral of this story is if you've already got some products like Estella has, and Debbie who has her Melaleuca, and Sally who has her trips already on her platform, you're ready to just start blogging and sending people back over to your products.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm like really getting this now. I mean, I don't, some things I catch on fast and other things not as fast. And I think, part of it is, I think I'm going to stop sharing. I think part of it happens is we get intimidated. And when we get intimidated, we think it's more than what it really is, but you just broke it down like kind of really simplistic now. So I get the linking it to the blog now, and I get how I can now. I'm going to have to figure out how to set up the email list, but I get the flow now.
Now, in your blog, once you're blogging, make sure that you link back to your Legal Shield website, because that's where you're monetizing the blog, is when somebody mm-hmm. clicks through and either buys one of your programs or becomes a team member for you. That's when you are making money. So I had a coach one time ask me, they said, if we click on your blog or in your website, can we give you money?
Mm.
No. And they said, why not? How are mm-hmm. you ever going to monetize it? If you wanted to go onto a restaurant website and order a meal, because now all those Uber Eats that you can deliver, and if they had no prices, how long would you stay on their website?
Now, I wouldn't be on there very long because I shop by price.
Yeah, you want to know, well, what's this lunch going to cost me before mm-hmm. I hit the buy now button? And mm-hmm. so that's the big question. Is there a way that somebody can click on your stuff, whether it's a blog post or a website? Is there a way that folks can give you money?
And I'm as you're saying this, I'm thinking not only of the blog, but we just got recommended by U.S. News and World Reports and Forbes 3 years in a row as the best identity theft product on the market, as well as Investopedia named us as the best online legal service available for both personal and business. Great. So those would be links that I would put into those articles.
Yes.
In addition to Forbes and CNBC and others recommending us as as the best service.
Yes. Because what you want to do is you want to get folks to know, like, and trust you, and to know, mm-hmm. like, and trust your product. Mm-hmm. And when they're comfortable with that, then they're going to click through and they're going to buy.
Okay. Ladies, I hope this is helping all of you. Not just me, but I am grateful. So then when I talk about an offer, I have to really kind of think of what my free offer is, because I'm not sure what that would be. I could offer them a free will form.
You could offer, and again, we're going to talk about offers all the month of May. We're going to just tweak all of our offers, but it could be something as simple as a Connect strategy call like I do, or it could be a downloadable PDF form of some information they should have. Free offers can be a lot of different things.
Okay.
Okay, Sherry had to jump off, but we got to see hers already. Anyone else want to share? Ruth, would you like to share yours? You're on mute. Ruth, we can't hear you. You're muted.
There you go.
I was going to say, can I share it next time?
Sure.
We're at the end of the call and I probably need to jump off and get some stuff done.
Okay. Very good. I get it. And I've seen Ruth's. And again, you can go to ruthpierce.com and you can see hers if you want to jump over and take a look at it.
And I looked at it a little bit and I want to update it, and it's in the process. I honestly think websites are never complete. You're always working on them.
I agree.
And that's the reason that you have to be able to do it yourself.
Right. And that's the reason why I like this Build a Better Business course, because we go through the whole thing and it takes us from January all the way through December. And then we do it again, because you know what? We have more clarity the second year, mm-hmm. and even more the third year. And even now I'm in my fourth year and I'm still tweaking and updating and making things more clear and adding more content and just making it more a robust place to visit, because I want folks to actually get tons of value. And again, I love those very simplistic websites when you go in and it's kind of just all flowery and lots of open space and they look wonderful. But sometimes I leave those websites and I still don't know what the person really does.
Right. Yeah.
Because right. they didn't give me any meat to hold on to in that website. You know, it was like, transform your life.
And Kathy,
what do I do?
Yeah, I want to go back to one thing you said, that you keep changing it and you keep changing it. And I think that should be the way it is all the time, because we never arrive in our growing. Mm-hmm. We're always learning and changing as individuals. We're changing as businesses. So our website should be changing all the time.
Cannot be static.
And there is also another point to that, Ruth, and I really appreciate what you just said, because as you attract your tribe,
right,
your message will become more specific to your tribe.
Yeah, they will help you determine what your message mm-hmm. is. I agree. I totally agree. So
it's like when Ruth started, you probably didn't think that you were going to have a lane for introverts.
No, and whether I have a complete lane there or if it's just a real part of my message, I'm not sure yet. It probably both. You know, it probably is going to be a piece that's woven into all my talking. Mm-hmm. You know, that just as an introvert, if you're an introvert, doesn't mean that you can't speak up for yourself. it doesn't mean that you can't lead. You can.
And in a group like this, see, we get to see as each other grows, we get to see that growth happen. And so it's perfect for us to give feedback to each other in a smaller mastermind like this. And that's the whole joy of having the mastermind, because we can say, oh, I could see you doing this, or I could see her doing that. And all of a sudden, folks are doing things that they hadn't thought of because someone else in the group has thought of it.
Right. And if any of you guys ever think about something like that for me, you let me know. Because I take all feedback.
Yes, yes, we all do. It's perfect. We are at the top of the hour. Debbie, you said that you weren't quite ready to share yours. Everyone else has gotten to share. Ruth will have hers next time. If you want to jump over and see hers, it's at ruthpierce.com if you want to see hers. Any final comments or questions before we go? This has been a great conversation today.
Yeah, it has. I'll share Melaleuca next time.
Okay, perfect. All right, ladies.
You just come up with good ideas, just like she gave me. So, and like she gave Sally. You know, I mean, there's little nuggets in these things that we can take away.
So. Yes. Well, thank you guys for being with us today.
Kathy.
Yes,
thanks, Kathy.
Thank you so much, and we will see everyone next time.
All right. Thank you. Have a great 2 weeks.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Be safe going to Florida.
Bye. Yes, yes. I'll be coming from Florida next time.
Oh, yep. Okay. All right. Sounds great.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, ladies.